Thursday practice, what's obvious when as you go through the preparation for Buffalo is short yardage and goal line, of course, third downs, and then we're working on red zone as well. They're a good football team, and they found the rhythm that works well for them in this past game against the Chiefs, so they're going to be it's going to be an outstanding challenge for our guys. That's what we're preparing for. So with that being said, I'll take your questions.
Hey, Pat, when I asked Trent Richardson yesterday what he tells you guys when you ask him if he needs a blow or anything, he just says, I'm good.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the conversation? Or?
Yeah, I can see right away that I'm just going to quit asking him. Just go in there. Because he's a competitive guy, and he's not the kind of guy that taps out. I don't want our guys tapping out, but we as coaches keep an eye on them, and if we can get a fresh guy in there, we try to do that. And Trent's, I think that's good for our team. It's good for our city. Trent's one of those guys.
How impressive is kind of that stamina and then just that willingness to stay in there?
Yeah, well, I think that's what you're looking for. You're looking for guys that are passionate, productive, and stay durable. I think he's got all those things.
Is Mario Williams one of those guys that you don't necessarily measure by stats because he has no sacks yet and only a couple tackles?
No, he's an outstanding football player. He's got a great reputation as a defensive end in this league, and he plays extremely well. So I think stats, I think we kind of as coaches kind of give it a rating as pressure on the quarterback more than just sacks themselves, and he does a good job of getting pressure.
You guys have 8 sacks. I don't think they've given up one yet. Just talk about the challenge you get to this
pattern. Well, I think their scheme I think their scheme is good. They spread the field. They get the ball out of his hands extremely well. They mix up the launch points like we all do. And he does a good job. Fitzpatrick does a good job of scrambling and getting yards. Most long drives will require the quarterback to do something with his feet, whether it's gain some yards or move around in the pocket, throw the ball away. And you can see in their long drives that he does that.
When you face a guy like that, or even Mike Vick, week one, do you focus on different things in practice that week, or is it just a standard always be aware of the quarterback?
No, we practice it. There's times within the practice where, we'll call a route, and then we'll just tell the quarterback to scramble, and then we just, So we try to practice the things that we see in the game, as opposed to just going through the motions of the fundamentals of it.
In game week, how far do you go back, or maybe you don't even know the answer to this, how far is
I probably do.
Go back, how far do you go back studying Fitzpatrick? How many games from how many seasons will you look at?
Well, we typically will put, what he did last year. It's the same offensive system, so we'll look back through last year, of course, and then early this season. We've got a year and a half of tape on him.
How prevalent is the Wildcat in your thoughts this week?
My thoughts?
Yeah.
No, I think we're aware of it, and we're practicing against it, sure.
Pat, with your offensive line, how would you classify the progression of the two young guards, Pixon and LaValle? How vital are they with the way you run the football now and the run game scheme to... They've got to be at the top of their games from that, blocking standpoint.
No, I think you're right. I think, I think the NFL has become a it's kind of a zone scheme type running scheme. There's teams that, are a kind of a scheme run set up. San Francisco, for instance, where you see all different types of schemes. But most teams will run some form of an inside or off-tackle zone. And in both of those schemes, the guards are very important, very important, because the ball runs right behind them initially and then goes from there.
Combination blocks with that there?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, as you're zoning the first level to the second level, the guards are always involved. Yeah, so it's important. But and to answer your question about our – yeah, I mean, I feel like our guys are improving. I really do. I think those – both our guards have a very bright future.
Numbers for the right side of the line on the run from week one to week two are completely different. Is that them gelling as a unit? Was it just a different type of...
Help me out there. I didn't understand.
In week number one, I think there was like they like 10 yards or something like that to the right side. In week number two, there was 80 yards to the right side of the line on the run. Is that your offensive line just gelling a little bit more with the young guys individually?
Yeah, I mean, one of those runs was a draw play where it just, we call it a full spectrum run where you hit it up in there and find a crease. So, yeah, I think sometimes that becomes game specific, you know, whether you run right or left. We feel like we can run the ball effectively both sides.
And on the defensive line, Bill, how important is it to the rotation for Billy Wynn?
It's very important. I think that's what you're seeing now, is you're seeing 7, 8, 9 guys playing in the defensive front. I think that's typical of most teams now that play a four-man front. And so it's important that he gets in there and gets his good reps in there.
Between him and Hughes, do you even look at them as rookies anymore? Maybe they've gone through so much already.
Nope. I have no rookies. We're in week 3. They are no longer rookies.
There are different ways of expressing a sense of urgency, whether you would want to call it a must-win game, however you would want to.
You're spinning back on that. You got me on that earlier. You know? Yeah.
Well, you have a better memory about what I remember tonight.
No, I'm serious. I'm funning with you. It's important we win. It really is. You know, I don't know the statistics of it all. I'm sure you guys do. We got to win. I mean, I think we all understand the urgency of that. And regardless of what's happened to this point, there are other teams in the league that are in our situation that are fighting to get their first victory in week 3. And that's where the coaches and players are mentally, physically, emotionally, doing what you can to get a victory in week 3.
You've now had a year to work with Dick Geron.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on the job that he's been able to do in the first year and a couple weeks here. Obviously this year you guys are missing a lot of pieces, but just his work, first year as itself.
Well, I think I'm a big fan of Dick and what he's done. I'll give you the story. You know, when Dick Geron played for my Uncle Fritz in Detroit, and then they eventually worked together. And, you know, I used to ask my uncle questions about things and people. And somewhere along the line, it came up where he said at one point that Dick Geron was his favorite guy in the league as a player and a coach. So that always stuck with me. And then as I was going through the profession, I always kind of followed Dick. And then we would see each other at NFL functions. And so fortunately, when I got the job here a year ago, Dick was in a position in Philadelphia where I called and asked for him. And fortunately, we were able to get him.
One follow-up on that. He's not a guy that really shares a whole lot about himself.
That's true.
And that has gone on from the time that he was at Yale. Yeah. What can you tell us from, like, just behind the scenes, some of the stuff that you see of him? Because the players clearly like him. And there must be something there that you guys can
well,
share.
I think that what he's accomplished in his life brings immediate credibility. He's a highly moral, highly principled guy, which I think is important. I think he's a very bright coach that knows what he's doing. He's been there, done that. You know, what I like about him is it's very frequent that we as coaches sometimes get the emotions involved. He's a very calming force for me when I maybe want to choke somebody, to go in there and just, you know, and kind of hear it that way. So all those things I think are important.
I'm sorry.
No.
How impressed were you and the rest of the coaching staff when you – the play that Richardson makes on Sunday, the check down, touchdown run. Mm-hmm. You know, when you reviewed the film, just kind of breaking that play down, I mean, was that as good a play as we've seen in a while?
Yeah, I mean, we have drills for that. You know, we drilled that play. No, it's just get the ball to your guy and then watch him work. That's kind of what happened. And then he broke a lot of tackles. So I think it's impressive. That and then, of course, the touchdown run were impressive. There were other things I saw in the game that weren't probably as obvious as those. You heard me say it often, it's about scoring points. And there are a lot of running backs in the league that can get you up and down the field. What he displayed was the ability to get in the end zone. And I think that's important for skill players. And I think that's the thing that if you think about it as scoring points, which is what you need to do, I think that's what excites us as coaches.
When you're facing a quick back like Spiller is, and he's averaging 10 yards a carry, I know it's early in the season to look at stats, but that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. What do you do to contain that or try and slow him up, or do you just hope you look at this big play?
Well, when you get stats like that so quickly, then that means he's got a lot of big plays, which he has. So you have to limit the big plays. You really do. When you have an explosive guy like Spiller, he's gonna make some yards now. It's just going to happen. And so what we need to do is eliminate the big plays and then make them have to go the long way.
What makes Steve Johnson a tough matchup?
Well, I think he's quick. Yeah, really quick, and I think he's got all what you're looking for in the position. So, I think that's probably it.
Pat, what's your opinion on Marcel Darius? He's a guy who came out last year.
We did look at him. I studied him, talked to Nick Saban about him at length when we were down there. He's a guy, he can pass rush, but he's a thick guy now. He takes up a lot of space in there if he's put in a situation where he's got a two-gap or hunker down. So he's going to be a tough challenge for us. I was very impressed with him in the draft a year ago, and he's one of those guys you hope doesn't go to a team in your division or a team that you play, and just happen to draw him here in the second year.
Over the last couple of years, people talk about how the running backs are kind of fading away as a passing league now. But with the success of the 49ers running the ball, the Texans running the ball, and obviously you guys' confidence in Trent Richardson, do you think that's been overstated?
I think so. I think it's important that you have a running back that can do what we talked about just a few minutes ago. And, offenses play different styles that kind of cater to what they're good at. You got to look at your roster and see where you're at. You can be a physical running team and run the ball from open formations. You just don't have to put everybody in a pile, And I think that's the important thing, is you can be a physical, effective run team running the ball with three wide receivers on the field or four wide receivers or three wide receivers and a fullback or however you want to do it. I think it's a mentality. And I think the run game needs to be simple and efficient. And then, of course, you have ways to trick the defense, of course. But, from that standpoint, that's where the mindset starts.
There hasn't been this gigantic leap, noticeable leap in terms of the run defense here over the last year or so going into the season. But there has been some...
Talking about an improvement in it?
Yeah.
There hasn't
been
yet?
A real incremental progress in run defense that I think has shown the first 2 weeks against two very good backs. Talk a little bit about, your perception of where the run defense is now as opposed to maybe last year and where it's headed.
Well, I think we're better at stopping the run this year. I think it'll reveal itself as we play out the season because we're going to play against some outstanding backs and outstanding quarterbacks. I think we just got to keep in mind, though, it's about eliminating the score. It really is, and I think that's the important thing. C.J. Spiller, as we just talked about, is a back that can go the distance and score. That's what you got to eliminate, those types of things. And then you just keep fighting. You keep fighting for inches, and if they find a way to get down the field, you got to keep them out of the end zone. And I think that's the challenge.
You guys obviously had some depth on defensive line. Offseason, was we still have that Kitchen. Just talk about what you saw in him.
Kitchen, yeah. Since he's been here?
Yeah.
We've gotten some good snaps out of him already. I think he's a sturdy guy. He's kind of he's pretty thick, and he's got long arms, he's got a chance to be a good player. And he's working well for us in a rotational basis. And so that's what you're looking for from a guy that's just newly here. I'm confident we're going to improve on what we did. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll find that right combination of guys, and we'll just keep just keep tweaking it till we get the guys out there that kind of get the thing right for us.
Reps that we did last week, some new guys that we really haven't seen that much.
There's a chance.
Sheldon Brown, can you talk a little bit about last week on the table? Is he been open to a change in role on the team?
Yeah, Sheldon's going to be in the game quite a bit this week. And Sheldon, in my opinion, there's nothing there. I mean, he's looking forward to helping this team win games. And I think if you ask him, he'll tell you that.
At this stage of his career, is Cribbs more of a grinder as a kick returner, in your view, or still a home run threat?
I think he can score with the ball. There's no question. And I think he's a grinder. You know, he's a tough guy. He's one of our toughest players. And so I think he's probably a little of both. I really do.
What would it take to, how's the blocking come together in terms of making an opening that he...
Yeah, I mean, we need to block extremely well no matter who's running with the football. But I think we're making progress there. You know, I think, when you look at drive starts last week on the kickoffs, for instance, I think our kickoff, we were at the 23 where they were at the 22. So, you know, there's some things good happening under the covers there on special teams. And Josh does an outstanding job in covering kicks. You know, I think Josh has a good feel. His spatial awareness in special teams really stands out, in my opinion. And you don't have to be, you can be a blazer and not be effective as a returner. Just like you can be a guy that runs really fast and not be able to cover worth a darn. And I think Josh has that rare combination of a feel of when to do things on special teams, and I think that's unique.
Are you making any changes on your punt coverage team after that, all those missed tackles on that return?
Yeah, we got to tackle better, you know. No, I think that's fair to say. There could be some changes in our special teams units. Buster, Dimitri, Sheldon, and Trevin, they'll all play. You know, and it's not to answer your question. You know, they could come out right away and play in a three wide receiver set. So, who starts? You know, I don't think that's a big issue.
Yeah. I was wondering if that means he's not.
And
a starter.
He could be in a two receiver set too.
Okay.